We have managed to achieve equality for lesbians and gay men, in bisexual people in same-sex relationships, in a blink of an eye. It's truly breathtaking.
That was the reaction of lawyer and activist Barbara Findlay on Thursday morning as the Supreme Court of Canada handed down a landmark decision recognizing same-sex partners as spouses. By a vote of 8-1, the court struck down a section of the Ontario Family Law Act because it defined a spouse solely as a member of the opposite sex. They said such a definition was unconstitutional because it denied gays and lesbians the right to equality under the law. While the case deals only with one specific piece of legislation, the potential impact of the decision is far-reaching. The precedent set by this case means that federal and provincial governments across the country must change all of the 1,000 or so laws that currently discriminate against same-gender couples, or else face costly legal battles they're now almost certain to lose. Barbara Findlay says same-sex couples now have all the tools they need to obtain full equality under the law.
My analysis of the case is that we can rely on that case and claim the right to marry and to be successful. We are now, with this case, far, far in the forefront internationally of any country in the world. We can expect that gays and lesbians in the next generation will find that sexual orientation is just kind of a ho-hum issue, like being left-handed. And I look forward to that day.
The case that brought about this stunning victory is known as M versus H. The two women involved sought anonymity from the court, so it's M's lawyer, Martha McCarthy, who explained her situation to us.
This case was a challenge to a section in Ontario's family law legislation that allowed only opposite-sex couples, whether married or unmarried, to apply for spousal support. Our client had been in an 11-year lesbian relationship, had found herself destitute, literally $5 in her bank account at the date of separation, and didn't have the same remedies that other people have on breakdown of their intimate relationships. It was obvious that that was unfair and discriminatory, and we set about 6 years ago now to challenge the constitutionality of that opposite sex requirement in family law legislation.
M&H reached an out-of-court settlement several months before the case reached the Supreme Court. It was the Ontario government who appealed the case, saying they wanted a definitive ruling on the status of same-sex couples. The morning of the decision, M released a statement to the media, saying in part, quote, "At the end of the 20th century, it is long overdue that lesbian and gay people are not just tolerated in Canadian society, but are recognized and included as full, valuable, participating members. This decision will bring us one step closer to that goal." Heather Kitching in Vancouver.